Chapter 2. Also you, being dead in the trespasses and the sins, in which once ye did walk according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all did walk, once in the desires of our flesh, doing the wishes of the flesh, and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, as also the others. And God, being rich in kindness, because of his great love with which he loved us, even being dead in the trespasses, did make us to live together with the Christ, by grace ye are having been saved, and did raise us up together, and did seat us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he might show, in the ages that are coming, the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are having been saved, through faith, and this not of you, of God the gift, not of works, that no one may boast. For of him we are workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God did before prepare, that in them we may walk. Wherefore, remember, that ye were, once the nations in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that ye were at that time apart from Christ, having been alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope, and without God, in the world. And now, in Christ Jesus, ye being once afar off became nigh in the blood of the Christ. For he is our peace, who did make both one, and the middle wall of the enclosure did break down, the enmity in his flesh, the law of the commands in ordinances having done away, that the two he might create in himself into one new man, making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity in it. And having come, he did proclaim good news, peace to you, the far off, and the nigh. Because through him we have the access, we both, in one spirit unto the Father. Then, therefore, ye are no more strangers, and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints, and of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together doth increase to an holy sanctuary in the Lord, in whom also ye are builded together, for a habitation of God in the Spirit.